Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in on the Radio Dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM or through WYADonline.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates around the world, including Conversations Radio Network. We're glad you guys will be with us as well. I am so excited to welcome back best-selling author Sonya Visor to our program today. Now, Sonya has given us some great books to be able to discuss, but 2019, she has released a brand-new book that I think will definitely have people talking. It's called Trespass. We'll talk to Sonya not only about the writing of the book, but also what it's been like for her now to share it with the world and the way she's been able to already see the early response. Her book is already a bestseller on Amazon, so we will be letting you all know how you can get the book for yourself. But Sonya, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So let's just start off with what I just said, Sonya. You are beginning 2019 with a brand new book that is already a bestseller on Amazon. How does that feel to see this early response to this new book?
Oh, my goodness. That was so surreal. I had somebody tell me that it was on. I didn't check the first day. I checked the next morning, and I had somebody tell me, they said, oh, that was on there last night. And I said, really? I didn't know it. It was humbling, but I was so excited to see that book made it, because it was among some of my favorites. So that was just awesome. Yeah.
Well, but Sonya, the interesting thing, though, even before that, I mean, even before the book released, it was already on the hot release list for Amazon as well. I mean, you know, I think there's a couple of things that goes on. I think people will see when they read the book why this book is special. Of course, your supporters have a lot to do with, you know, the way the book has continued to rise. But I think this book will have a lot of longevity because it is so real. I mean, you are known, though, and we've had this conversation before, you are known for writing the real in these characters. Do you think that is one of the things that kind of sets you apart as a storyteller?
Yes, I believe it is. It's my mantle. It's my trait. I have to deal with the real topics, things people don't want to talk about, things that smack you dab in your face and make you look at it and call it what it is. And that's just part of who I have learned to become, you know, with my true you journey. So, yeah, I think that's it for me. that's it for me to be able to deal with those topics like that.
Right. And I think to go along with that, I think it also says a whole lot, too, about, you know, what people see, because I think people are seeing a lot of themselves in your characters. And Trespass, there's a general premise that's there. I mean, we all know what it's like to kind of be betrayed, I think, unfortunately. But I think there's a lot more that happens in this book about our decisions about a betrayal. Our decisions about, you know, the one that we feel as though may have done us wrong, and how we move forward. Did you know going into this book, Sonya, that you were going to tackle these heavy topics in this one book?
No. I can honestly say I did not know, because, Cyrus, I did not know these people. These two main characters, Nadine and Zane, I didn't know them. They were introduced to me after a prayer session. I didn't know these people, and it was like, it was real scary to tackle. But so as it was unfolding, I had my own mouth drop open. It was unfolding before me, it was amazing. I didn't know anything about it. All I knew was this first scene, and it was at the laundromat, and I had to go into a laundromat and stand inside that laundromat and say, why was Nadine there? That's all I had to go on.
Right. Well, you know, let's talk about that, because one of the ways that you even talked about that first scene is through social media. I want to talk about the experience of becoming her, because that's what you had to do in this book because of the way the story is told. I mean, the readers will see, I mean, we basically have to become these characters. What was it like for you to empty yourself of Sonya and to feel this vessel that was Nadine?
Well, with Nadine, I saw myself all up in Nadine. I saw ways that she responded to things and ways that she handled situations, how myself, quiet too long, didn't speak up. And so I was like, I do the same thing. So it was me. I was just parallel with her. I saw myself in her. So to become her, it wasn't too far of a a fetch for me to become her because of the simple fact I could relate to her.
Yeah. Is that scary to admit, Sonia, that you could relate to this woman's life?
A little, but it's who I am. You know, it was, I can relate, definitely relate to Nadine.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, the other thing about this book is that there will be a lot of people who will be saying this very thing. So I think we need to go back a little bit. We're going to come back to Trespass and come back to Nadine and, of course, talk about fame. But I want to talk about, the beginning of this journey for you as a storyteller. I mean, what was it that first led you to writing, Sonia?
Well, it was a fundraiser at our church for the youth. We had to come up with something, and we all decided on doing a play. Well, I got to write the script, and that's when my appetite for writing began to take off. I had a little bit of that in high school where I took up journalism and all of that, but it's actually me writing a piece with this youth program that we're trying to kick off and raise money, and we sold tickets for $3 for my first play, Left.
I think, you know, for many people, you know, for myself, I mean, I think about how you and I first connected. And there does seem to be a theme with you, though, Sonia. You think about how you and I connected over your book, Love Me for Who I Am, right? Did it surprise you now, looking back, how some of those themes find themselves in Trespass?
Yes. And, you know, as I look back over it, it's all ministry. It all leads, for me, it all ends up being some way to help somebody stand up better, do better, to not beat yourself up. That's it, it's all entangled. It's all, you know, conclusive. It's what I do. So it's going to be parallel across the board. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
To say that, it shows up in everything. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I think, you know, that is, again, one of the things that people will be able to see for sure. So one of the things I mentioned to you before we went into this conversation is that, you know, of course, we don't want to spoil it for those who haven't had a chance to read it. We are going to let them know how they can get the book. But we will talk around some of the themes. One of those things, though, of course, one of the big things central in the book is the relationship between Nadine and Zane. As you said in the beginning, I thought it was interesting, you said that you didn't know these people. And yet you said there was that relatability you could feel with Nadine. What was it like for you to try to get to know Zane?
That was some kind of ride. It was typing this thing out, and as his character began to unfold, oh my, I was like, wow, there's something here. But I didn't know what that something was. And I just kept going. It was just, I can say this, he's my husband's favorite character. Zane is something. It's something with him that I just makes him want to be one of my favorite characters in this book. But as his character began to unfold, it was just amazing because he represented so many people who continue on in life. They try to continue on a life, and I better be careful because I don't want to reveal anything, but he just represents so many people, you know? And so with him, that was amazing. I've never had a story like this before because it wasn't my project. This one was the guy interrupting me. I was working on Tori. Tori was supposed to be released before anything else, and I was interrupted and told I had to do this book. So this was something.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are other characters that show themselves up. We're not even going to talk about Charles in this conversation. I think that the book has been out there for a while. We'll get into that. But I do want to mention a conversation, though, that Nadine has with Charles, the character Charles. And I want our audience to make a note of, look for Charles, because he's going to be an interesting part of the story. In chapter 38 of the book, Sonia, there's an interesting dialogue that takes place internally with Nadine. I want to read a bit of that and then have you kind of talk to us about it. You wrote this about Nadine, and I'm not even going to give the scenario so I don't spoil anything, but what you wrote was this: I beat myself up enough for every single thing I'd done contrary to doing the right thing. I don't care how itty-bitty or mega-big. I dissected my faults like I was a scientist instead of an employment agency owner. And then you go on to talk about timing. in Nadine's voice. Nadine says to herself, "My timing was always late. I had to learn timing, when to speak up and when to be quiet, when to deliver truth and when to wait." I thought about that as the scriptures talk about there's a season for everything. I want to talk about that. What was it like for you to have Nadine realize the things that she had to work on? It was very easy to focus on other people, but the things that she had to work on, but also the importance of timing in her life.
Well, that was a lesson for me. Timing. When she said that, when those words rolled out and she said that, I was like, well, that's it. And I was just thinking about a couple of things in my own life. Sometimes I jump too soon. Sometimes I wait too long. Sometimes, you know, there's times people can attest to that. They waited too long, or they said something out of sync when they should have waited, when they felt the nudge to hush, but they kept going. And I learned so many lessons from Nadine. Now I'm trying to apply all of them, but I've learned so many things from her. That timing thing, and what she said about beating herself up, that's what I lived. I lived that, and that's why I say I can parallel myself with her, because I would always be last to forgive. I was quick to forgive other people, but last to forgive myself, and that was a lesson that I saw with Nadine.
Right. Well, to go a little further with that thought, and again, I'll talk around this, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. I want to talk about the danger in that too, though, because with Nadine, it's very easy for people to make us feel guilted into deflecting off of them onto ourselves. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, people who, even though there are things that they're doing to mess up, as Zane does in this book, it's very easy for others to say, well, you know, you're talking about me, but what about your stuff? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, do you find that for Nadine, that one of the things she had to learn to do was to realize that it wasn't just one or the other, that we could both recognize our wrongs and be able to do what we can, you know, to work on those things?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nadine saw, she could see herself. She could see herself, but she saw other people, but she always reduced herself. She reduced herself to the point where it had to go with unworthiness, where her sin outweighed somebody else's. So it made her reduce herself, not even able to be fully loved like she needed to be loved, because the simple fact is everybody else was esteemed high. She saw everybody's wrongs, her own, including her own, but she just reduced herself to nothing almost. She looked good on the outside, but on the inside, there was a war.
Right. I think that's it. I think that is the powerful thing that comes across in this book. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, it's hard to believe we've been talking almost 15 minutes already. We're talking to best-selling author Sonya Visor today about her brand-new book, Trespass. It's out now. More conversation to come, but we're talking to her about the experience of releasing this new book, but also, of course, being able to share these characters. Now, I mentioned to you before we went on here also, Sonya, that the other thing I think is so important for us to discuss is how we allow other people to get in our heads, right? I mean, Nadine was guilty of that, but so was Zane, too. I mean, I think we all know someone, either in our family or a friend, or even these days because of social media, armchair pundit who can tell us what we should be doing, how we should be living, and what decisions we should be making. How do you think that plays as a detriment to your characters in this book?
You're living off of somebody else's words, even though you know the truth in your heart. You actually know what they're saying is wrong, but the people-pleasing, the wanting to keep pinching down, wanting to go along with the program, if you will, you take a back seat all the time. And that's what I saw with a few of these people in the book, was taking a back seat. And then when you finally speak up, now you have to retrain everybody how to treat you, because for years you allow people to do certain things, and now you're like, I know, that's not going to happen. And so now you speak up, and people, they look at you like, did you really say that? And you have to stand and say, yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
And move in the new day. Do you know what I mean? Move in it. Don't stay in your mind what you should say, but move in it.
I think, you know, parents are something, right? I mean, the thing. I mean, it's interesting with Nadine's parents even. What was it like for you to kind of to share that part of her life, but also how it kind of explained why she was the way she was?
Well, the background of her family, faith-based, and how she was living, she couldn't face that. So I have to skate very carefully here. She couldn't face that. And so she hid. She hid herself. She hid her life. She ran from things instead of confronting them. And as relates to my own life, I love the father figure. I love the father figure in this book, Trespass. And, you know, that's a touchy topic right now with my father passing this year. But she had the love of her father, and she could hold on that, and she knew that. But it was hard to receive that when you feel as though you're off or you're not worthy to receive that love.
Yeah. Well, I think there's another side of this, and I'll talk around this too. There's so much for us to talk around. You know, when you and I just got to have a conversation just us and kind of just discuss this book, Sonia. But there is an interesting dialogue that does take place between Nadine and her mom, where Nadine makes a comment, you know, because she feels that's another part of her guilt, right? Something she's done to the family, I think you know what I'm talking about, and what she feels as though she's done. And, you know, one of the things that's said to Nadine from her mom, and I think this is a powerful sentence. I highlighted it when I was reading it in my Kindle, and I think it's a great reminder for us. Her mom says, "Stop this, Nadine. You have got to let this go." That sentence could go through so many parts of this book, Sonia. I think you would agree. Because I think there are so many things that happen that you could say to the character, "Stop this blank. You have got to let this go." What was that, those words like for you to give to Nadine, but also to give to yourself and the reader?
That particular passage, I could remember sitting, and I was next to my husband, and I was just typing, and tears were just flowing. And that was like, stop. You know, sometimes you can't tie it up. You can't put a bow on it. You can't be like, oh, I need to iron out the wrinkles. No, you just have to stop. Stop it. Just stop. Stop that behavior. Stop it. And that's what her mother was trying to tell her, because there was no other way to come out of it. Because if you keep trying to make it pretty and make it nice, you're not going to. And so her mother knew that to say it like that was what would actually pierce where she was, where Nadine was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, it's a powerful, there's so many powerful scenes. There are so many things that go on. Forgiveness is, you know, one of those big things that happens. Another character for audience to look out for better or worse, is Miss B, that has some really, interesting parts of this. I have to ask you this question. I think this is a safe question to ask. What surprised you the most about the way the story unfolded that you can tell us? Or maybe I should ask it this way, Sonia, to be safer. Which character surprised you the most? How's that? Which character surprised you the most?
I'll have to say, well, Zane did too, but Miss B. Miss B.
Okay.
How this woman operated, yeah. She surprised me, and you know where I'm going, towards the end of the book. Yeah. I was like, I knew she was, but I didn't know she was.
Okay, I get it. I get it. And I think readers, there's a lot of moments, and there's a lot of tense moments in this book. And that's what makes it so interesting to me. How much different was it for you to write this than the others?
This was all the way different. None of my projects. I've toiled with Tori for years, and I've told Remaining Story for years, and Tori was actually done, and she was shelved. And we will revisit now, but she was shelved. I didn't have that much time. I started this book when the Nano kickoff went off in November. I started it and just did a chapter a day, however, you know, however it felt. This was totally different. I didn't know them. They were unfolding right before me.
Yeah.
I cried. I laughed. I went off. I snapped. I did all of that with this. I had every experience with this because I didn't know them. And, yeah, this was a totally different process because it was not mine. And I know people think that's sort of cliche when I say that, but it's the truth. It is not, if this was not my project, I was ready to get Tori out the door, on the shelves and whatnot. This, I was interrupted because God said I had not written his book. And he sent word through my prayer partner, Sheena, and there we go. And there we go. And I was like, who? And then she gave me the character's name, Zane and Nadine. I said, Zane and Nadine? Then she said the last name was Willoughby. I'm like, Willoughby? How do you even spell it, you know? I was like, Lord, you have to give me something more than this. But, okay, I'm done.
Right. Well, you know, I think one of the best things that happens in this book, I think that there is an idea of closure, right? I mean, I think that is one of the things that happens. One of the things that Zane, I have not talked a lot about Zane because I didn't want to spoil anything for those who haven't read it. But one thing I will say that he says to Nadine as the story kind of wraps is the importance of learning to cut toxic people out of his life. And again, that's something, you know, something that is so important for all of us, and he even added, including family members. It is something that is not easy, but again, I think as a character C, there's a necessity that happens when it comes to your own inner peace. I want to end this conversation, Sonia, by going back to the beginning. You dedicate this book to God, basically saying this is his story. How does it feel now, being able to talk about it, being able to share it, being able to experience it now with readers? How does it feel to be able to enjoy this gift that he's given you?
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I feel humble and I feel honored. It's a blessing. You know, you choked me up a couple times on this interview, once with talking about the father and then once, and now this. It's very humbling. Very, it's just exciting. There's excitement with it. As I told you before, I'm hard on myself and right. You know, there's a couple of things that went on with the book, but it is what it is. But I'm just thankful that God picked me for this project. I wasn't at first, but I am. I am now that I burst it out.
Right, right. You know, so let's broaden out the conversation then, because I think the other side of this is then, Sonia, that there will be people who will look at what you have done. Look at what you've accomplished. Look at the story that you've told, and will then be able to feel some hope. How does that feel to know that by taking this journey, even though it was a difficult one, that you're now be able to help somebody else, maybe to be able to accept their own gift?
That's purpose. That is fulfilling the purpose, the lane that God has set before me. It means I'm getting closer to what he'll have me to do, that it continues to unfold. For somebody to say that this book blessed them, touched them in any shape or fashion, that is nothing but glory to God. So he's blessed, so then it blesses me. And that's the truth.
Well, I tell you, it is a powerful book. It's been a great conversation with you. Didn't mean to get you emotional on this, but I think it does show the power of this story. And also the power of the journey that you've been on, Sonia. I'm so excited to be working with you on sharing this story with the world. And it all begins today. Again, everyone, best-selling author Sonia Visor is our guest. The new book is called Trespass. You guys can read my review on Amazon.com. Of course, you can also get your own copy of the book. For those who are joining us via the podcast, the link is already in the notes for this interview. Just click on that link. You'll be able to go directly to Amazon to be able to get the Kindle edition for yourself for less than you'll pay for a combo meal at your favorite fast food restaurant. So definitely make sure you treat yourselves to that, being able to read it, to share in the conversation online. And Sonia, how can our audience stay connected with you?
I'm on all the social media, of course, Facebook, Instagram, all of those major social media, and my website, SoniaVisor.com.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Sonia. Sonia, congratulations to you again, and thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Sonia, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.